Welcome back.
Wow.
I'm your girl, Lily Cherie.
And I'm Tammy Terrell.
And this is What You Gotta Know.
Period. Why are we so in sync?
I don't know, but it's kind of scary.
It is kind of scary. But you know what? At this age, I'm not even scared of nothing no more.
Same.
You know, it is what it is.
It is what
it's gonna
be.
You just set the bar high for anyone that's trying to, you know, get up there. I'm like, nah.
Yeah.
I can only be in sync with like one person.
Yeah, I can't do it with everybody. I just can't do it with everybody.
I ain't got room.
Mm-mm.
The capacity.
No more capacity.
Nope.
My boundaries are set.
They are set.
And nobody is going to hit the bar
okay.
like a Tammy Terrell. Period.
Period. Period.
Let me make sure we're recording. We are. Okay, so.
We are recording.
Welcome back, you guys.
Welcome back.
So sorry that this is no longer the lyrical scene, but we are on we're on season two.
That's right.
And I'm excited for the new name.
Which is?
What you gotta know.
Okay. This is what you gotta know.
This is what you gotta know.
Period.
Period. Point blank and the period. But yeah, so Tammy has been away from us.
Man, look.
For like 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks almost.
You would think that I was some kind of rock star.
You are. Hello.
I am not.
You're coastal. You're right coastal.
Am I? Is it?
Kind of, sort of. I mean, we Midwest, so ain't really a coast. But you know what I mean.
Close to something.
You know what I mean? From one ocean to the lakes. You good.
There you go.
But, you know, how's it feel to be back in the Dirty D?
Oh, my God. That's like a trigger every time.
I knew. That's why I said it.
Oh, my God.
That's why I said it.
If you're listening to this, please.
Season three.
Didn't you say that they were having a season three?
No, I've been praying for one.
We're praying for one.
Yes,
that's what it is.
We're keeping them in our prayers.
I know they're doing one in Atlanta.
They're doing a Dirty Atlanta?
Yeah.
The Dirty A?
Yes.
So we're getting the Dirty D and the Dirty A.
The Dirty A.
Wow.
Yes. And I'm going to be here for it because...
Well, you know, Atlanta is the Detroit of the South.
Exactly. So that is why I'm here for it. But I feel good. I like being back here because it's just so peaceful.
Hmm.
It's so green.
It's not peaceful out in the LA? It's not green in LA?
LA,
I just think of palm trees and sunshine.
Some areas where they take better care of their palm trees. So you got them ones that look like they just a struggle ponytail.
Oh yeah,
and you got the ones that look like they've been natural for about 10 years.
Got you. Yeah, and they flourish and they take their vitamins
exactly. Yep. Mm-hmm. So you can tell what area you in just looking at
the palm trees. Yes,
exactly.
Yes.
But I mean, LA is its own aesthetic,
mm-hmm.
and I love LA for what it is, but being here, and maybe it's just because it's a change of scenery. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I've missed it for so long.
But that's the beautiful thing of being able to travel. Like, you get to see, you know, compare and contrast.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The yin and the yang, and you can appreciate all of it because you get to see it.
100%.
Unlike people like us, we'd be like, get me up out of here. I'm so tired. We don't get to appreciate, you know, where we're staying, where
Even
we're
with the
living
facelift?
And working.
I mean, Detroit
has had a major. I was thinking about that earlier this week. I said I went on a walk downtown with my mom and my aunt, and I was like, man, the Detroit that I see now is nothing like the Detroit from 10 years ago.
Oh, look.
Like, complete 180, because you can't say 360, because you back in
You're
the same.
You're back in the same. Exactly.
Yep, it's a 180. We teaching y'all. Stop saying 360.
It's not.
360 is not a change.
You're back at square one.
At square one, baby.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's a complete 180. And it's gorgeous.
Ooh.
I love it. I love this for us. I love the fact that every time I scroll on Instagram, I'm looking at a new restaurant that didn't popped up or a new bar or a new this or a new that. And that there are all these chains that are coming here.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, oh, Detroit's where it's at. We're going to set up shop. We're going to open up our franchises here.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that people are starting to see what we've always known.
Yeah.
But also.
There's always a
because what you gotta know is
what you got. Okay,
the real Detroiters still live here. Okay,
ain't gonna be no pushing them
so
out.
So when you come in, be on your best behavior.
Okay, don't be showing out.
Don't be thinking that you run this.
Okay,
because
you don't.
You ain't been here. You weren't shooting with us in the gym.
Okay, look.
Okay.
Listen.
During all that time when we had to deal through the Kwame stuff
and the
bankruptcy and y'all weren't here.
She, y'all look,
weren't dealing
she
with
preaching,
that.
Y'all
weren't dealing with that. So
I'm about to throw.
Listen, I'm just saying, when you come in peacefully, sit down, be mm-hmm. quiet, make your money, but also be a part of the community, okay? Exactly. And give honor to the community and the people that came before you. Don't come in here thinking you about to run stuff and make your money and you, don't do that.
It ain't gonna be none of that.
Cause we'll shut it down.
Okay.
We will shut your establishment down. It has been done before and it can be done again.
Okay. And so, let the church say amen.
Amen. Collection plate is okay. My Cash App at Lily Cherie. Look, listen. $Lily Cherie.
$LILYSHERIE. Okay.
Send your love offering today.
Y'all can send me some too. It's $TammyTerrell right. with one M, two R's, yep. two L's. Yeah.
She the first lady.
You know, rent due.
Yep. She got to do the program for the women's conference. Look, you know, so she needs some money the too.
Going. Y'all got to put it in on this.
We can keep the lights on in this building. Look.
We shooting in the daytime right now.
Okay. Because it's lights.
Yeah, but DTE want their money too.
Period. I can't stand DTE. Don't give me. This is not about. I'm not
this
doing
ain't
that.
It's about no utilities. But everybody going to get what they need to know up out of this. So mm-hmm. how would you describe this season that we are in now? I mean, we've gone through a name change mm-hmm. and we've just been figuring it out. And it's been fun.
Yeah, it has been fun.
It has been fun.
I feel like it's going to get funner. I know that's not a word, but...
It is. It's whatever. Look, listen.
I feel like it's going to get funner.
It's going
to
get funner.
I feel like there's more to come. I feel like eventually we'll get to the video portion of it all. Because I know that's a... Yeah, I know.
That's a thing.
Ew.
No, why ew?
I don't like... You know what? I'm... Okay. Baby steps for me because it took me a while to even... enjoy listening to myself mm-hmm. you know talking you know on this mm-hmm. podcast or you know wherever else I might be recorded. It took a long time for me to like my own voice, my own singing voice, so it's baby steps. So then I have to work my way up to video, but I've seen myself on little clips here and there of stuff that I've done in the past and I'm like, oh, okay, like you just be picking yourself apart, like stop. You need to start
about her
giving yourself good affirmations.
Thank you. Thank you, inner Lily.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm working
that's
on
what
it.
She won't. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
She does.
But everything is baby steps, you know, and I think we're our worst critics. We know
we
that.
Are.
So but that's why I'm trying to like build out this little corner right here.
I know, right? It'd be really
I'm
nice.
Like, I think this would be cool.
Listen, she got a story. She got the prophet.
The prophet over here.
The prophet is over here all in frames. Okay. We ain't gonna tell y'all who it is. Y'all gotta see.
Y'all see it. Eventually.
He the hip hop prophet. I'm just saying.
You might know like the hint mm-hmm. the more we talk.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Right,
it's gonna be a vibe.
What is it, the braids?
Hint, hint. Oh my goodness.
Oh Lord.
But yeah, so you know, what's been up with you? What's some new developments? What's because you just like got this glow.
I do.
Yes, you do. I know you got a new job.
Money do
praise
it.
God.
He Hallelujah.
Did he did it.
And
do
he
it
did
again.
It. And he's going to keep doing it.
Come on now. Amen. Mm. Amen. So yeah. I know that's one thing, but I can't tell your story.
You right. So yes, new job. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Manifested a new job. Got blessed with everything that I asked for. I feel like a real adult mm-hmm. in this job. I don't feel like a child. I don't feel like I'm being micromanaged. Wow. I don't feel like I'm being clocked every step I take. And I still have PTSD because people walk behind me and I'll be like, y'all don't care about what I'm doing.
Right. Like, you don't even know what I'm doing. So.
But to work for the corporation that I work for, I'm not going to say it. It's not your business, because what you're not going to do is be mad about something I said and then try to get me fired.
Okay. That's what we're not
like Vlad.
Do. And that's what you got to know.
Anyway. But yeah, I love that they're a very liberal company.
I love that.
Very liberal. Like no assigned seating whatsoever. You can book a little like huddle room with the big screen TV and set up shop in there all day if you want to. Have desks that are like standing desks that are like out in the open, and they have like the traditional cubicles mm-hmm. and you know the desk lined up against the windows, like it's very open floor plan, very bright.
Like real like they have co-working like
yes they have the collaborative co-working space mm-hmm. And they also have like the huge, instead of like if you don't want dual monitors, they have like the huge monitors, so a lot of people like those desks get taken first because everybody wants the big monitors at the desk. But yeah, they don't care. They like, come to work, do your work. As long as you're doing the work, we don't care where you at. We don't care what time you take your break. We don't care what time you eat. We don't care where you go.
You are an adult.
Like, you're an adult. Like, all we care about is you doing your work and showing up for the meetings, and that's it.
That is so dope. I think I saw something. I mean, there's been thousands of studies about productivity when you let people govern themselves,
thank you,
as adults, you yes. actually get more productivity. You get
more product because nobody wants to have that taken away. Nobody wants yeah. to be micromanaged. Nobody wants to be, you know, clocked on every single thing. Yeah. The only thing that I want to be clocked on is my work. So if you go through my key objectives and none mm-hmm. of those are being touched, then okay, no, I'm right. I'm out That's here messing around. About. But right. But other than that, like. Whew, I done been in some jobs, child. Ooh-wee. It just felt like prison. Mm. So it was very refreshing to feel like a full-blown adult. And I think that's what a lot of people go through with yeah. corporations. You know, you're not being able to feel like you're an adult. You feel like you're back in school.
Yeah.
You know, for 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
Like, don't do that.
My theory has been behind that leaders not knowing their own leadership style.
Or don't know how to lead at all.
And not in that, too. Mm-hmm. And so, therefore, they take it out on you or not realizing that they are controlling.
Yes.
And so it comes out in their leadership and therefore, you know, you get managed, mm-hmm. you know, you got to let me know when you're going on your break. But why? The law says I need to do it by this time. If you're in California, you got to, if you're going to be working mm-hmm. 8 hours or more than six, you need to take your lunch by the fifth hour before it ends. Yeah. So it's like everybody knows that.
Right, right.
You know, so you don't got to be on top of me.
Exactly.
About that. I'm going to take my lunch. Either way, and if yeah. I'm salaried, it really don't even matter.
It don't matter. It don't even matter. But
so what else?
It's been that.
New job.
I recently started hosting a couple shows on a radio station, an internet radio station.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's very organic how that happened because my brother happened to be on the show. And he put it in the family group chat, like, I'm about to be on this radio station. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all log into this website and, you know, whatever. So I was
that.
At my friend Maya's house that Sunday night. Just happened to be there and I was like, oh, my brother's on this radio. So she was like, girl, put it up on the speaker. So we in there jamming, like, it's, I think it was like old school night because they did it like once a month. So they were doing old school night and we were, you know, in there jamming to the music. And then they came in talking with their topics and stuff and they was in there clowning. And my brother, I kept texting him like, oh my god, like, I need to know about an internet radio station, like, hook it up, like, tell me. And he was like, why don't you just, you know, just come next week, you can meet yeah. everybody, whatever. So I get there in the following week and I wasn't trying to be a part of the show. I just wanted to, you know, talk to.
Let me just participate. Yeah, let me just,
yeah, let me just sit in and, you know, whatever. And then I'll talk to whoever runs it, you know. And I ended up getting on the mic. And I literally spoke for like maybe 3-4 minutes. But they were all like, ding, 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 ding. She's the first lady. Like, that's who we've been looking for. And I was like, oh, okay. I just showed up. And they were like, no, you have a radio voice. And this is what we've been looking for. We needed a woman in here because it's all these guys and blah, blah, blah. So I was like, okay, bet. So I think I'm on show number 5 now. I think I've done four or five.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so impressive.
And then I did 2 with my friend Sassy, who did a guest, who she was yeah. a guest, you know, for our
I know her handle.
Team Bourgeois Bohemian.
That's right.
Yes.
I was going to say
shout
Bohemian,
out to DJ Sassy.
Yep. Shout out to you. Yep.
Yes. But yeah, we ended up putting a show together. So we did our second episode on Tuesday. So.
That is dope. Yeah. So are you going to move into the internet radio?
I mean, yeah, I guess I'm doing it now. So yeah. I know the owner of the station, he wants to, you know, start monetizing so everybody can like get in the groove. He's yeah. like, I'm not trying to like hold y'all back, or he's like, I'm really just trying to get everybody paid. So
that's good.
He's talking about monetizing and getting it syndicated, and you know, they're in talks of trying to get it over to like XM radio, like that's satellite cool. radio. I'm like, that's the goal for me. I'm like, to get to satellite radio,
okay,
that's the goal.
That's so. Where it is at. That is awesome. I haven't listened to an internet radio show since my mom's.
Really?
And she did hers for years. Yeah. You know, so it was like, that was her thing, you know, her shtick. So when you were like, internet radio, it was just like, wow,
I didn't even know it was a thing. Like, I knew, but I didn't know. Like, I didn't yeah. know there was such a, there was a market for it. Or,
it
like, the
be.
Market is, like, rising for it because, I don't know, like, even though podcasts have been very popular for the time being, people, yeah. there's still a market for people that want to hear music. And a lot of people don't like local radio anymore because yeah. it's all payola and they playing the same. Yeah, if I hear SZA Snooze one more time.
Yeah, okay.
on the Breakfast Club. They play it at least 3 to 4 times in
it's
one
really
morning.
It's really only like 10 songs. It's like top 40 yeah. essentially.
Yeah.
Or if it's an R&B station.
Yeah, the radio stations are owned by all the labels, so they play all their music.
It's the same.
It's the same stuff over and over and over again.
Check
There's
back
no variety.
In an hour mm-hmm. and almost to the minute.
And then, yeah, and then like the shows aren't as good as they used to be. Like when I was growing up, I had the Tom Joyner Morning Show, and I loved Tom Joyner. I even loved, what was his name? Not Tom Joyner. It was Tom Joyner, of course, but it was the other one. It was local DC radio because, you know, I was in DC, Maryland. I was in DMV area. But
even all the local stations, no matter where you were from, they it seemed
they
like
were,
they were
so
good.
Much better. Like, we had Tigger on air back then. Like, yep. I don't know what, like, the Breakfast Club to me seems to be, like, the most popular one, but, like, I like them, but then it's also like,
they're everywhere.
They're everywhere, it's and like they kind of monopolize, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's them, it's Steve Harvey, womp womp, and then here we have, who else, Mason, womp womp. I'm so tired of them. Yeah. So it's like we don't have the good radio shows anymore.
It's like
there's no variety in it.
I don't know, and I guess that's why I don't listen to the radio at all, mm-hmm. unless it's just like okay after the prime stuff in the morning, all the Breakfast mm-hmm. Club stuff in the morning. I don't really listen to Steve Harvey. I think I caught mm-hmm. him the other day, and I was just like, man, this is not even as entertaining as it was when he first started,
yeah.
Yeah, and Tom Joyner, started... if I had to rank them all, I mean, I still like Tom Joyner. Is he still on radio?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't
I know
think
he still got his crews popping off.
Yeah, I don't think he's on the radio anymore, though.
But he was the one that I knew. I mean, out in L.A., they had Big Boy on the radio, mm-hmm. which is almost like a Breakfast
So is he
club.
No longer on the radio?
No, he's still on the radio.
He's still there? Okay.
Mm-hmm. But what's interesting about that is that he's the only black person and all of his co-hosts are Hispanic.
Mm.
But I think that's, you know, that's the culture out there is, you know, black
but
and Hispanic.
Yeah, and I think that's what's weird. It's like the two main syndicated shows are The Breakfast Club and Steve Harvey. Mm-hmm. I don't even think Ricky Smiley mm-hmm. is syndicated
still
like that
radio?
Anymore. I don't think so. Because I think he used to be in the slot where either Mason is or the Breakfast Club, but he used to play here.
Yeah,
and he got bumped out.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
it must have been with the Breakfast. No, I don't know.
It was.
I thought he was on the not the hip hop and R&B station.
He was on either 102.3 or 92.3. No, it was a 92 because 92 was always Steve. I think he was on 105.9.
105. Yeah, that's what.
Yeah.
105.9.
So I think when Mason came back, they bumped Steve. I'm not Steve. They bumped Ricky Smiley out.
Yeah,
but I was like, why y'all give Mason a show again? He didn't need a show. He didn't. He like, didn't. They be on there just talking junk. They be saying stuff that's wrong all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, radio is still a form of journalism. I'm gonna need y'all to get y'all facts straight.
Y'all
and
something.
And Steve Harvey and both Mason, they be on there just saying whatever every morning.
Like
I'm just
they
like,
don't even care.
Oh my God, I can't.
Like,
at least with the Breakfast Club, they somewhat got their facts right. You know, they have people researching and getting the facts straight.
They're like at the top of every platform.
Yeah, so they
gotta
be on point.
They got you know, YouTube popping off. They got Instagram and
Instagram,
all of them
all of
got
that.
Their own accounts as well. So it's like all this content, if you will. Yeah, and even actually on there, I think I follow See the God, though.
Mm-hmm.
Charlamagne. But they are starting like a web series in the office. It's just
Of
content.
The Breakfast Club office or the Hot 97 office. Yeah.
So
they're trying to do like a fake The Office.
Yes.
Like spinoff or something.
The first two episodes I seen was pretty interesting, but it's only on Instagram. You know, it's like a couple minutes, like 3-5 minutes, short form.
Mm.
But that's one way to diversify and kind of, you know.
Yeah. And like those are all the ideas that, you know, eventually we'll get to. Because they're still building. Like, they just started last September, so it hasn't been a year yet.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So
I can see you being an internet radio host.
I am.
You should get... well...
I know what you
right,
mean.
Correction. I mean, having, like, your own solo show.
Oh, see, I don't know about the solo, but...
What?
I know. I thought about it, too, but I'm like, I don't know. I just feel like... I mean, I'm good at talking to myself. I do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But... I don't know if I'd be able to carry it with, like, content or what. Maybe I could. I don't know. I think of, like, Mildred Gaddis or somebody who'd just be rambling on the radio. But
I think you would be able to carry it a lot better than you think.
Maybe.
Actually.
Maybe.
But that's just me. What do I know? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you know a lot, but...
I mean, if y'all think, you know, if y'all agree, which I know y'all do, just go ahead and comment, you know, leave reviews, follow her, DM her, and let her know she needs to explore that, because the girl's got talent. Okay.
Well, God bless you. Okay. I appreciate you.
Thank you. You know, because I'm blessed and highly favored over here.
I know there's a topic that you really want to dig into, but before that, did you see that?
Who is calling me?
I'm recording. No. I'm recording, sir. Anyway.
You're going to have to wait.
I know. Oh, my God. Did you see that Before I Let Go by Ryan Kennedy is going to be, they didn't say whether it's a TV show or a movie, but it's going to be on Peacock. It's an adaptation for Peacock.
I heard about that.
And I'm like, heard it was going to be a movie. It's going to be a movie? Okay. I need to read this book because I'm so a big fan.
Somewhere.
Yeah, I know you do. But like, listen, when I tell you, I'm sorry.
No, he didn't text
he
you.
He did.
Oh, so you're not going to answer?
Because I talked about him like, you don't call and check on me. And so he's going to reply. This is why I can't check on your ass. I'm recording, hun.
Sorry. I'm not ignoring you, but I'm all
right. Right. Thank I'll call you back. But yeah, so I got to read it because, and I'm really bad. I need to get back into my reading bag, but I have all these books I have yet to read, and I'll start multiple books and I won't finish them.
Same here.
ADHD people. Like, this is a real thing for me.
It's a real thing.
So I'm really trying to hone in. I really want to read two books a month. Like, it's not hard. It's just.
Break it down into a couple pages. I still don't finish the book, but it's a good theory.
I feel like I could finish a book in 2 weeks. Like, that's pretty fair to me.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't carve out the time to do it.
I want to be able to remember what I'm reading. I have a hard time remembering. That's why. I break it down to like 5 to 10 pages
okay.
a day.
Okay. Listen, I be watching all this stuff, like all the movies and stuff. I be forgetting that I've seen certain movies or what the movie was about. People be like, oh, I have seen that movie. And I'm like, I don't remember it though.
Yeah,
and
right.
And I'm like, you saw it like 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
It's so, we're overstimulated.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Oversaturated and overstimulated.
Yeah.
That's why I want to get back into books, because I need to give, yes, that part. And I need to give like content a break. I need to get back into my literary bag.
Yeah.
Literally.
I want to create memories that are literally memories and
yeah.
not just recorded videos that I never go back and watch.
Come on, somebody.
That somebody's me.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. I'm somebody. Yes. Nice to meet you.
Yes, her name is no longer Tammy. It's somebody.
I'm somebody, Terrell. Thank
Tell
you.
Me you're that somebody.
I am that somebody.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought that was interesting. I was like, oh, let me bring that up because I know you have her book. So I don't know. Did you read Before I Let Go? You didn't. Okay.
No, we did. No judgment. Decoration.
Listen.
My friend, she highly recommended it because she was telling me about the TikTok author or whatever.
Yeah.
And around that time, it was when her second book dropped.
Mm-hmm.
So it had only been out for maybe a couple days. And I kept seeing also on social media and on threads, it was like all the rage. And it was sold out in different places. And I'm just like, man, the internet really can just make you into something.
I love that for that black woman. You better get your coin. Okay. You better write them books and get your coin. But like the way they describe like all the feelings and emotions that they get from her books, I'm like, okay, I need to, because I love a book that gives me a good like storyline and it makes me emotional. I love it.
Black romance is like on the rise, according to my homegirl. She is a dedicated listener. What's up, Katrina?
Hey, Katrina girl.
Katrina,
friend of the pod.
Yes, friend of the pod. But yeah, she was the one that told me about it, and she started getting into black romance because she was looking for different things to listen to on Audible, and she was just like, I'm gonna just give romance a try, like, why not? And then she just got hooked, and then it segued into black romance. She's like, did you know there's like so many black authors out here that write romance? And I'm not thinking about, like, when I think of romance, and you probably get the same picture, you see those cheesy little novels. They're like, maybe that's
yes,
short.
Yes, I need to talk about. And it always be like with this big buff man and this woman in his arms. Like,
like this, and the wind is blowing.
Yes,
and
her,
like his
she got
gusto.
Long Goldilock hair.
And he got a ponytail somewhere, or his hair is flowing over
his
chest.
Yes, she got
chest.
A Victorian dress with
There's
her,
a white
with her
horse.
Boobs hanging out.
Yeah, just enough cleavage.
Just
where
enough.
They look like they just or are about to have sexual
What do they call
intercourse?
Those? They call those what, trashy romance
trashy
novels
romance.
Or something like that? Yeah.
So she's like, I'm gonna just get into that. And then she was just like, it's a whole world. And so that's how she came to find out about old girl Kitty Ryan. And she's like, it's just like a whole thing. And so she sent me this whole list on Amazon, all the books she done bought. And I'm just like, is this considered romance though? And she's like, no, this is it's like a whole genre that's like untapped. And I'm like, okay. So that's how I got hip to Miss Kennedy Ryan, and I haven't picked up the book yet because life, but
life.
Exactly.
Be lifein.
I cannot stand her. That's why I sit down when I see her.
Listen.
This is just, I don't understand it. I don't know how.
We don't get it, but it happens all the time.
We've tried. I don't think we actually gave it a valiant effort to try to figure it out.
We didn't. It's no need. It just was already understood. Don't need to be explained.
Come on now, somebody. Listen. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of romance, I know you're not a rom-com girly. You made that very clear in our
text messages. I know. She was all shocked. I was like, I'm a little jaded.
What?
I'm a little jaded.
What
because
got you jaded, though?
Because life is not romance and fairy tales. Like, real relationships aren't always comprised of that. I mean, especially, I knew you were going to say, who hurt you?
Because how did you get here? Because jaded even, is a big word.
I know. I'm not jaded about love and romance. Like, I'm very much a big romantic. But I feel like we were, like, kind of fed that, like, growing up with, like, the Disney fairy tales and all of that. And then, you know, we get all the black romance, the Brown Sugars and the Loving Basketballs and the Jones. Love Jones and all of that. And it's like boomerangs. And and it's like, oh, if only black love wasn't so damn toxic. But I mean, it's good to fantasize, I guess. But but the thing is, like with the white ones, the white romance, you know, movies or rom-coms or whatever, they just be a little over the top to me sometimes. Like The Notebook was just so like it was so over the top for me.
Hurts, guys.
I think I saw that movie like one time and just
and that was enough.
Glossed over it. Like, I like the comedy romance. If there's a little bit of comedy in there, then I do like that.
I'm a rom-com girly myself.
Yeah. I love rom-com. We did say rom-com. Yeah, yep.
I love rom-com.
So I do like, but we watch, well, that movie's not a rom-com, no. That was straight romance.
The Idea of You?
Yeah.
It felt like it was funny to me.
It was way more tears than anything. I was like, oh, we're milking these tears.
But it,
my God.
I felt like it was like when I heard about it. Okay, so The Idea of You, if you guys haven't watched it yet, it's starring Anne Hathaway. And
it's
I
on
love
Prime.
It. It's on Prime. It's on Prime. Mm-hmm. You know it's on Prime. Mm-hmm. We checked our facts. It's there. But I love Anne Hathaway. But essentially, she ends up meeting someone who is about 15 years younger than her. She just turned 40 and he is 24 and he is a pop star in a band of five from somewhere over there in London.
I think he was the only one that was from London.
He was the only one.
Yeah.
So she meets him after having been single for a few years after a divorce because her husband left her because he was having an affair. And so she ends up happening upon this young stud.
He was very good looking, too.
He was very
especially good. At the end, as he, like, I guess, aged. Ooh, I was like, ooh.
Oh, my goodness. She really made... They say that the movie was the thing that was going to bring romance back. It's like the redemptive movie.
Well, I don't see how, because it was a lot of tears.
Yeah.
I was just like, God, dog. Like, all these breakups to makeups. And then, no, leave me alone. And then 5 years later. 5 years? What you mean?
It was so unrealistic for
very
him to say that.
Much so. But for her to say that, and then, what was it? Was it her
he
or him?
It.
He said it, right.
She said, that's not, you know.
Okay, but this is what blew my mind, okay? Mm-hmm. Sorry, spoilers. Y'all be all right. Or just fast forward. You don't want to hear this. Her daughter was 18, right?
No.
She was about to turn 17.
She was still in high school. She wasn't a senior yet.
Oh, okay. Well, she was on her way, though, right?
Yeah, she was.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so maybe I kind of fell asleep on this part, but remind me why the 5 years came? Was it because she didn't want her daughter to be embarrassed of their relationship?
She would be 18 in 5 years. That's what it was. So she was supposed to be...
No, because she was 17. That's why I was like, why are we... I'm like, she's a year away from being grown and in college, so why are you giving yourself 5 years for the daughter? It's not like she was 12 or 13.
We have to go back and check that, because I know five, he said something about her being in college.
So you wanted her to go off to college and so you could focus on her college career, her college life,
so she,
and
yeah,
you don't
she
have a life
a hard time in high school with
mama
it.
Don't have a life. Like, I'm so confused.
Right. I mean, I understood
that's some white woman stuff.
Because
that's some white woman stuff. Because a black mama would have been like, girl, go on back. Mama got to get hers. I done raised you. You out my house now.
Okay, I pay the bills.
Okay, I'm paying that tuition.
It would be way not your
daddy. Not your daddy.
Not your daddy. Because he over there with that skank. Okay. With that hussy, okay. That flu.
That heifer flying around all around the home country wrecker. With that heifer.
That hoe.
That strumpet.
What?
You ain't never heard of a strumpet?
No.
Girl, that's old school.
Is that
right
like a
there.
Shrimp in a trumpet?
A what?
A shrimp in a trumpet?
No.
You said a shrimpet?
Strumpet.
A strumpet.
A strumpet.
That feel like a shrimp in a
that's
trumpet.
That's like a street walker. That's what a strumpet is. I don't
a
know.
A street walker in a trumpet?
No.
A street walker musician?
I don't know. Listen, it could be a street walker that gets played with a lot. So think about it. A trumpet gets played a lot. I'm not saying that's what it is, but it kind of makes sense to me.
That makes
so,
sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
She get played with. No, but she make her money.
She do.
A strumpet.
But she a strumpet.
Strumpet. Best definition.
Word of the day.
Word of the day. Strumpet.
That's old school. My granddaddy taught me that word.
That sound like that word.
That's a
your
strump-
granddaddy?
My granddaddy. Oh, that's old school.
That's
strumpet.
That's like what? 30s?
Only the old folks know about
they,
that one.
Yeah.
They were saying that in the 60s and the 70s. A strumpet.
A strumpet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
Yep.
Strumpet.
Oh, yeah.
The word is...
She's so fascinated with this word.
Strumpet.
Listen.
Would you like some strumpets?
I knew he was going to say that. With your tay. Strumpets
like
and tay.
Oh, man. A strumpet?
Oh, my God.
We got to bring that back. That's better than Riz.
I've been saying strip.
That's
let's not even use that word ever again on this podcast.
If there's a word that needs to be retired,
it's Riz. I bring Fleek back over Riz.
Fleek
I don't ever.
Can take it.
Yeah, Fleek can have it.
And we can even dab, you know.
But no,
Riz, we can't dab?
No. No, no more dabbing.
Rhea dabbed the other day.
Oh,
I was like,
baby
man,
girl,
so corny. Yeah. In my head.
But it said, don't break that girl's spirit.
She hit it so hard though. And I was like, was that a dab? She was like, yeah. And I was like, oh.
Who originated the dab? Like,
oh,
where did that
God.
Come from?
And why did they call it that? Because I would have called it the hot.
So, food. So you know the urban myth is they call it a dab because when you actually smoke a dab. And then you cough in the corner of your elbow. Yeah, and they said that's where it came from. But I was like, nah.
That's disgusting.
No.
Ew.
No.
Now I don't want to, like, hug nobody that I know might be doing
touching
that.
Touching the elbow crease.
You might grab them right there. Hey, what's up? Hey, man, I can't get my hug. And then you got dab jizz
dab.
On your hands.
I'm like, y'all just making anything up, but whatever.
But strumpets.
No, back yes. to the movie.
Back to the movie. Well, they was calling her a cougar when it got out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got to thinking about that.
When she screamed at the computer, I lost it. I was like, girl, not you screaming that hard like you just saw a dead body.
Well, the picture that they had of her was really not even like, because she just laying there.
Yeah,
like,
he's
on top of her.
I'm like, calm
I'm
down.
Like,
But the thing is, I feel like they didn't get the right person because she did not. She does not look like a 40-year-old mom. She don't look like a cougar at all. They
yeah.
really didn't look like they had much of an age difference to me.
Yeah, she did look older, but just not older.
They made her look like a mom, but not older than him. You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
she doesn't physically look older than him.
Not too far out
yeah.
of range. But
I think in real like, life, they probably around the same age.
probably. But like... I thought it was interesting because the other movie that's kind of like that we saw, I think it came out last year or 2022, they actually made it, it's derived off a book that I actually got sitting over there, with Gabrielle Union and that young guy.
Oh,
she
yeah.
It was on BET.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So she's
that was good.
Older and
mm-hmm.
he's younger. And I think the difference between them two, she looked way older
she
than
did.
Him.
Yeah,
so,
she did.
Like,
he looked like a baby, though.
Yeah, he yeah. looked like, I was like,
he looked like straight
got,
out
like,
of high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, now this is giving that. I'm
mm-hmm.
not even going to say it. But yeah,
mm-hmm.
so I thought it was interesting because I felt like they had genuine chemistry. And
they
it
did.
Made me think, I'm getting older.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes I end up connecting with guys that might be like 2 to 3 years younger than me.
That's it?
Sometimes around like 5 or 6. I have
That's
done
it?
6 years. Okay, what's your range? What's the youngest you've dated?
9 years.
Really? 9 and 10. Only known one other person like that. And what was that like? How old were you when?
Well, one of them I was just banging. We weren't dating.
Yeah, that's different. You know, so, well, age ain't number a number at that point.
Okay, the other one is a Gemini. So there's that. Mm-hmm. No shade to Geminis.
Hey, come on now.
No shade. It's your season. It's your season.
It's our season.
It's your season, baby. No slander to the Geminis, but he was a Gemini. Mm-hmm. And I be damn. But other than that, like, he cool people, so.
So it was just, so no actual dating relationship.
It had nothing to do with the age difference. Well, I would say the age difference was probably about 25% of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In
but
a
he
good
was,
way
he was
or in a bad way?
It's not really good or bad. It's just the condition. Yeah, it's just the like he's extremely mature for his age. For his age range of Gen
whatever.
No, I think he's still considered a millennial. Yeah. He's still considered, if he was born in the '90s, he's still considered a millennial.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But very much different from most of the men his age. Like mm-hmm. he don't, you know, really do a lot of the whoring around and all of that. He's very, you know, calculated and respectful and
which is rare.
Yeah.
Very rare.
So that's what, you know, drew me to him. And he's an old soul, you know. I'm an old soul. So yeah. Very very old soul. Like
kindred spirits.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what I got to thinking about, what is something like if you were to date someone younger than you, if you were, what are like some must haves to consider, even like considering that person? Because you got some people that's like, no, if he outside my age range or whatever, he at least gotta have, you know, this and this. He gotta like,
well,
this
here's the thing, it don't matter the age of the man, it mm-hmm. really matters the character of the man. Like if you can take care of yourself, if you can provide for yourself, mm-hmm. if you have some morals about yourself, mm-hmm. some faith about yourself,
oh, come on.
Some self-respect about yourself,
come on.
Then, you know, my door is open. Now, what I won't do mm-hmm. is I can't do anybody in the 20s. Like, I'm 40. No, yeah, I don't think so. the 30s, I would give a pass for. Mm-hmm. But not the
20s. Not the 20s. Because nope. I'm babysitting and yeah. I could be your mom.
Yeah.
I mm-hmm. could be your mom.
I could. No.
And I yeah, I could. I could have been a very
yeah.
young mom.
I mean, 20 years ago, I could have had a kid. So yeah.
I could have.
Yeah.
Could have.
Could yeah. have. But for me, because it don't matter whether you a young man or an older man, they all be having issues. Like,
yeah.
I be seeing some older men who be having more problems than younger men. And I'm just like, how old are you?
Yeah. Oh my
like
God.
This is you should have evolved from this in your 30s or I've your 20s and you are in your 40s and 50s
yeah.
still acting like a child.
And at that point you set in your ways in my mind.
Come on,
ain't,
somebody
ain't no changing.
You need therapy.
Yep.
Get the fuck away from me. Like we ain't got nothing to talk about
at all.
And that rubs me the wrong way even more when you're that old and you still act that way.
Yeah.
So it's a lot easier for a younger guy to, you know, come in and he got his shit together. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Cause he's still growing.
Sure. Yeah.
Right.
Now, you know, I might have to teach him, you know, some things.
You know,
so
I got you a little youngin'. Hold on now.
Cause you know, I got a little bit more experience. Ain't nothing wrong with a little molding and shaping.
You know, come on,
but as a woman, we mold and shape our men anyway. Like,
hello.
Y'all don't want to admit it, but a woman makes you better.
Come
so
on now.
We upgrade you, period.
Someone spiritual had told me, like, you know, while the man might be the head, the woman really is the neck.
Come on, somebody. We hold you up.
You know, and I was like, I can see that.
You can't be on a swivel without us swiveling.
Okay, look.
For you.
Well, you swiveling because of me.
You need a woman to look out for you, support
come on
you.
Now.
Period.
Come on now. So. For me, I like the movie because it resonated with me. I was like, I don't know if I could date nobody 15 years younger than me. I don't
yeah, that's
know.
A lot.
That's
it's, the 20s it's, was just, yeah, 24? I don't
fine,
think so.
But come on now. Like, yeah. I got way too many nieces and nephews that's between 0 and 32.
Yeah.
I can't.
You can't be younger than my brothers.
You can't.
You just can't.
Come on. My we all little brother.
We all in our 30s, bro. Like, yeah. We can't. Mm-mm. Well, so they in their 30s. I'm the only 40-year-old now. But, like, you can't be younger than my brothers.
Nah.
Yuck.
But I recommend the movie. I thought it was a good movie.
It's a lot of crying.
It was. I felt like the emotion was real. I was rooting for them to be together.
Me too.
because they were so cute, and I felt like his connection with her was so real. And I mean, even 5 years later when he came back,
was unrealistic. I'm like, you're not waiting around 5 years for somebody.
I assume that maybe he had a couple relationships, you know. And it just didn't work out. Didn't work out.
I mean, yeah. True. I mean, I know people that reconnect after some time. So yeah. I'm not saying it's completely.
I know I've spun a block on a couple people. Yeah, me too.
I've spun a block way too many times. I need to move out the neighborhood. I had to move out the city. Okay.
It's time.
Because spinning that block wasn't it.
Ain't nothing on that block. Mm-mm. I moved out the neighborhood.
It was dilapidated.
Look.
SAT word.
Strumpets and dilapidated strumpets. If you don't have the high quality ones, okay, them the ones that be on Figueroa.
Ooh, a dilapidated strumpet.
That's what I'm gonna call you. Dilapidated strumpet.
They're like, what?
What did she just call me?
Thank you. They're gonna think it's a compliment.
I'm a strumpet. No, I didn't say a stripper. I said a strumpet. Oh my goodness. So what's up?
A lot actually has happened musically. A lot we have within the 2 weeks.
Within those two and a half weeks. I was in LA when the beefs
all
really taking off. Mm-hmm. Tit for tat within 5 minutes of dropping. it was a time to be alive.
I am so much more in love with Kendrick Lamar. Like, so let me just say this. He is my favorite Gemini. Gemini artist.
I'm an artist? Am I?
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Male Gemini. Is that better?
Okay.
Okay.
What if I identify as
a male? You know what? God damn it.
Because I'm starting to realize that my identity is...
I identify as a real nigga, so that's true.
Okay, look.
Like, what do you identify as? A real nigga.
Okay, look.
That's my pronoun. Period. It's the craftsmanship of the petty for me. It was just so tasty. It was so seasoned. It was seasoned well. Marinated. It was cooked at the right temperature. It was marinated.
It was crisp.
You know, and then he charbroiled it.
Ooh, we like our charbroil.
And then he seared it, and then he baked it for a little bit, and then he took it out and deep fried that thing. Ooh. Mm. Oh,
I'm hungry.
Oh, I know, right? Me too. I am a little hungry.
Yeah, that was that description. Oh, man.
And then he served it up to us. It was just so tasty.
It was 5-star.
5-star.
6 out of 5. Mwah. Yeah. Chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss.
From across the country.
Okay.
Listen.
Yeah, because they not like us.
I saw this video on Facebook. That is this guy named Steezy, I think his name is. I shared it. I don't know if you've seen it. But this guy, he was like, not like us. He do songs on the street where he's listening to them on his headphones and he's like singing them and performing them out loud.
Really?
And it makes people wildly uncomfortable. So he did Not Like Us in Toronto.
Nice.
Walking down the street.
Nice.
And it is the funniest thing because he's like really into it and he's like saying everything. And it's the people he's standing by, people are kind of like cringing a little bit. And then there's some people jumping in because they know what he's reciting. And I'm just like, this song really is penetrable because it really, it's not even just a West Coast thing.
It's not.
It's like, oh my God, I just felt like, you know, you can apply that in any situation. I'm like, you guys really are not like us.
Not at all.
Like, if I can, well, I'm going to always be real on this podcast.
Yes.
More than Drake, who is not American, I love the fact that, especially the third verse where he's talking about Drake being a colonizer.
Child took me down.
Can we just take a
minute? Yeah. Goodness. Yeah, we can.
That third verse.
Yeah. Let's digest. Because
it's heavy.
It's very it was the most disrespectful thing you can say to another black person.
And even Bella agrees.
Yep.
Even Bella agrees.
Once upon a time, all of us was in chains. Homie still doubled down calling us some slaves. And then he proceeded to kill this man.
Oh.
Broke it down. He said, this is the real nigga challenge. And broke it down.
Uh-oh. we got visitors.
He said, but it's just, it was just the breakdown of every single person that he worked with in Atlanta. And I was like, yo, I never even took the time to take into account that Drake was working with all of these Atlanta people.
And it makes sense because that's what you do to colonize.
Yeah.
You, he works with, he, I always called him the greatest karaoke.
Karaoke.
That's another word.
Yeah, it is.
Greatest karaoke singer. Greatest karaoke rapper. He is literally an actor acting like a rapper. This is like his greatest role.
Yeah.
Because he's been able to embody different sounds, to move through different groups and genres and different bends of the hip hop genre in different areas of America. Like, he's literally been all over and worked with everybody.
He's a chameleon, and I get that. Like, there is a place for people like that that have the talent of emulating. Exactly. And he does it well. I will not discredit it. He does it well. But we all know that that's not innately inside of you.
Exactly.
Because you came out giving us all of these different personas and not really.
And now, like, ever since, like, Euphoria and Not Like Us, to me, did it. They were, like, the Slaughterhouse records of him and his character. Mm-hmm. Because Euphoria talked about his character. Mm-hmm. And to me, I don't even necessarily feel like it was all about lyrics, because he gave us lyrics and different catchy themes, as well as real, you know, real facts in Not Like Us, where we got to kind of celebrate who we are as a people in our history. But, like, Euphoria, when he said this is literally a lifelong battle with yourself. Ooh. Like, this, it's not about me.
It's not about me.
You don't even know who you are. And, like, ever since he said that, I look at Drake now and everything that he's done and how he moves. Like, he is trying to find himself. And it's like, man, he's been doing this right before our eyes.
All
and we let people
time.
In to our genre and our culture, or people that just kind of somehow slide in there. How they're getting in there, I don't know. But then they're adopting and appropriating our culture.
Yeah.
I mean, we see white people with braids
all the time.
We see them coming in.
But the thing is, I think Drake was able to, you know, it was easy for him because he is black, you know? He's been, you know, toting around, you know, his black father from St. Louis. Is that where you're from, St. Louis?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he used that. He pulled the black card, you know, via his daddy.
That was his pass to get in.
His pass to get in.
I got a black daddy. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and but also it's like, you are black. Like, you got some, you got, before your nose job, you had a big ass black nose. Mm-hmm. You had some black lips.
Yep.
And you definitely have some curly black hair.
You
so
do.
I understand why it was easy for him to slide through the door.
Yeah.
But we never even noticed. Like, he was cosplaying hip hop the entire time.
The greatest actor who's a rapper.
You're a hip hop cosplayer.
He is a cosplayer. And it's like, I can't unsee it.
I can't unsee it now. Beforehand, I didn't give a fuck. Like, let's be clear. Like, I was never.
He had the bops.
Yeah. He just had. Exactly. Like, he had the bops. He had the good little, you know, catchy songs and shit. He would do the little ratchet songs with all the ratchet girls because, you know, bitches love ratchet music.
Yeah.
He knew his lane, he knew where to stand. It was when he started trying to get hard and coming for people. And it's like,
like,
baby,
like,
you not really about it. Right.
And I do like Drake with the melodies.
Yeah, like, we like when you make us dance, but don't be trying to be hard, because that ain't you.
It's not
that
you.
Ain't you. And Kendrick had to put you in your place. Like, nigga, I'm real hip hop.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'm with the culture feeling.
I'm true to this. You new to this.
Okay.
Like, I'm with the culture feeling. Like, real talk. Like,
that not like
you
us.
Are not a part of this culture. Sorry, you weren't raised in it. You were raised by your mama.
Exactly.
And your
exactly.
daddy was with you, what, 25% of your adolescent life?
Exactly.
So let's be real.
And you from Canada.
And you from Canada.
Yeah, so that's three strikes against you already.
Yeah.
So while you may be half black, can't take that away from you.
Right, cannot.
You were not a part of the culture. And that's why you had to come in with the black card and you entertain the ladies first.
Yes, because you always get the ladies first. The ladies always are going to take in somebody that gives them a good bop and talking about how, you know, you fancy, huh?
Yeah.
And we sucked it all.
Us.
Listen, we sucked it all in. Like, hair done, nail done, everything did. Like, we sucked all of that in.
Yeah.
And then he did songs with Alicia Keys and he doing songs with Beyonce.
Everybody.
And it's like, oh, he for the girls.
For the girls.
But then he tried to get hard.
Mm.
And then he went after Meek Mill, and then Pusha T was like, little boy, sit down.
Sit down.
And then you try to come for Kendrick, and he was like, oh, nigga, nah, I got to bury you.
Nah, we got to kill you.
Nah, I got to bury you.
Yeah, I got to bury you. Because he just put you down. Nah, I got to bury you.
Yeah.
Because you healed from that injury.
Yeah.
But now I got
to assassinate. Now I got to lay you to rest.
And
like,
I'm wondering, like, how do you come back from that?
He's going to come back because Drake has a very cult following.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yeah.
He is an industry favorite. Yeah. So he has the back. Oh, yeah. He's going to always have the backing of the machine.
Yeah.
And I think that's always going to be to his advantage.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, he might not hit as much as he used to for a while. Yeah. Like, I know he released them shoes and they did nothing.
Right. Like, nothing for nobody.
Man. So
I just feel like now what Kendrick did definitely made me feel like you kind of got to look at music different. It made me look at music differently and judge, like, what my ears are taking in and the type of people. Because, yeah, granted, I don't know Drake. I don't even know Kendrick. I'd like to think so.
Oh, we know him. He a friend of the pod.
Yeah, I love him so much. It just makes me beg the question, like, you know, who am I associating my ears with musically? You
right.
know what I'm saying? Like, what does that say about me? You know, not that he put it that way.
Right.
About him. I'm just like, yeah, no. I don't know. And, like, I don't judge. Because these things, I got
to
be careful.
Some things need to be judged.
Some things need to, they're alleged, you know, right now. But if it's the fact that the fact that a lot of those things are even alleged says a lot about you as a person. Because me, and the way I try to protect my character, I don't even want anybody to even assume
right
such egregious things.
What's crazy is it's like you got all these people around you who are questionable.
Mm.
Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing? That's a proverb. You guilty by association.
By association.
It won't even be long before they associate what the people you hang with do with you.
With you. Yeah.
And we can't.
And at this point, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
I looked in the Baca's weird ass case and I was like, what is this?
Like, why are you doing
and why, this? Why is this your boy? This your man's?
This your man's.
Yikes.
Look, that says a lot. So.
Speaking of, do I even want to bring up the diddler?
Sure, why not?
Because I saw that damn apology and I was like,
oh, I saw. Okay. You know
what? I didn't even allow myself to get worked up because that is peak narcissist behavior.
I'm not even asking for an apology.
To make everything about you versus the victim.
Dark times.
For you to deflect on your behavior.
I saw help. I got professional
help. Man, you can help these nuts.
Okay.
In your mouth. Choking on them.
I don't want to rehash the details, but every time I just you bringing it up, I just replayed that. I don't even know how long the video was. I know it had to be like a minute, maybe less.
Yeah,
but a lot happened.
A lot.
And I'm just like,
and what's crazy is I remember like maybe episode 4 or 5 and we was going in on Diddy.
We was.
I had no idea that we would get to this point today. Like, it was all jokes.
Right.
But now, not it being a real, not us having evidence of this shit.
Oh my, like, and that's not even a pixelated video.
Ooh.
Like, that's you.
That's you.
We could identify you.
And nigga, you did it in a towel. So you meant that shit.
With one hand.
With one hand.
I'm like, you did all of that with one hand? The towel didn't even drop?
How high were you?
Man. That's
not
insane.
Not even giving an excuse to say that he was high, because that's just rage in general. But it's like, you didn't give no fucks. You was out there in a towel acting your ass. But it also said to me, he must have had that whole floor rented out. They had to be the only people on the floor, because ain't no way I'm gonna hear all of that and not open the door.
He
throwing glass vases at her, stomping her, dragging her, and nobody heard it. That's why I was like, that whole floor had to be rented out.
Had to, because I was like, there's doors. Why didn't nobody come out?
Nobody came out.
And if you were that high, like, you had to be aware, like, you came out if there were other people in there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's bold.
To me, I'm like, for you to come out in your towel lets me know that nobody else is on that floor.
Yeah.
Because you were that bold with it.
I thought the same thing. Yeah. I was just like, if you did that, and I see other little inserts where there's doors, then, must not have been nobody else.
It was nobody else there.
Must have been some kind of very ritzy penthouse on the top floor, because you did that and came and yoinked her up and threw her and grabbed her bags. You managed to kick her a few times and you dragged her.
And dragged her.
And hit her all in the head with one hand, which I'm assuming is not your good hand, because you were holding your towel with your good hand.
Good hand.
That was a lot. And I'm just, you know, and I'm going to just say this because I had a mom who was in a domestic violence relationship. If you are listening to this and you are in any type of relationship that is unhealthy, please seek help and get out, because it's not worth it. It's not worth the damage and the repair that you have to go.
And I know that it's hard. It's easier said than done.
Yep.
Because as we can see, Cassie probably tried to escape for years.
Yeah.
Probably for years.
What, 10, they said?
Yeah, I don't even know the math, but that's a long time.
That's a long time.
And I know it could be like a mixture of Stockholm syndrome and also dependence, because this person could be taking care of everything that you have going on financially. Like there are a lot of things. Yeah, there are a lot of things that played into why, you know, a person might feel trapped into staying and enduring that type of abuse. But baby, there's always a way out.
There's always, just know it's
you,
always
you
a
will
way
always
out.
Come back out on top. Like you will be 100,000% greater without that situation.
100%.
Like, there's no despair on the other side of that. There's only freedom and your life.
Come on now. And your health, your sanity.
Your health,
and your
sanity.
Life, more importantly.
And therapy and all types of tools and people out here to support you.
There are
within
resources,
a situation like that.
And like Lily said,
to get over it and to
heal.
Hard, yeah.
And we know it may take time, but just choose life.
I it's always my prayer, like, Lord, I just don't ever want to come across anything like that.
Yeah.
I the one time that I did, it was in college. And it was just the grace of God, because I just knew I was gonna beat that the brakes off that man with this baseball bat, because I had a bat. Yes, I did. But
he was gonna get
that. Oh, he was gonna catch that fade real quick, because I heard him in the suite next to mine, because, you know, we shared the bathroom, so we were suite mates. I heard him in the other suite beating on a girl.
Oh my God.
I hear her like screaming, and he's like, and like stuff like that enrages me.
Yeah,
it enrages me, because you are a whole bitch.
Yeah,
to do that.
That's like, not even a fair fight.
No,
it's just,
not.
No.
So I'm, you know, at the time I was like 98 pounds with a damn bat, thinking I was about to do something, but I really was, because I had rage in my heart.
Adrenaline would give you the strength that you didn't think you had.
Because I went to knock on the door to see if he would open the door. He didn't.
Of course.
And so I'm yelling, like, get off of her. Like, I'm cussing. I'm pissed, because I'm like, I hear it. I hear this girl screaming. So he got quiet. He telling her to hush or whatever. So then 5 minutes go by. I hear boom, boom, boom. He kicking my door.
What?
Girl, but of course he ran, because you know that
I
came out with that bat ready to go to war, okay? And ran out looking for him. My roommate had to come looking, like, girl, don't, because now if you pursue him, it's a crime.
Yeah.
So you can't go looking for him to beat his ass. I know. And I was like, I was like, bring that ass back over here, boy. Bring that ass over here, boy. I'm waiting. Ready.
No, come knock on my door again.
Please raise your fist to me.
Please.
But she was like, girl, she was like, nope, come back. She was like, come back. Because if you go looking for him with this bat, that's assault. You got to, nope.
Yep. You, hey. And you're a black woman.
She had to talk some sense into me, but but yeah, fuck Diddy.
Yep,
and
much.
Everybody that enables his behavior.
All of y'all too can get a middle finger.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you got to know.
Because there are a lot of people within the industry who knew that it was going on for years.
And
that disgusts me.
My take on that.
And I just prefer to not know who it was. Because I don't want it to be none of my faves. And it's in my head that you were enabling an abusive nigga.
Yeah, because come on now. Like, I would like to think that we all were raised with to know some variation of right and wrong. We know we were taught in preschool, in kindergarten, you gotta keep your hands to yourself.
Keep your hands to your mother.
You know, if you had a sister, I'm sure your parents, the majority, vast majority of it, this is just, I know it's an assumption, but it's like, don't hit your sister. You know, you don't do that. You just don't do that. So, you know, if you're a person that, this is, look, if you know anybody that's doing that, that says a lot about your character too.
For me, it's just like, I just want to know, what happens? What is it, a chemical thing? Is it a mental thing? Like, is it something where you already have kind of like a, and I'm just talking out of sheer ignorance, you know, this is something that I probably need to research, but because for me, if a man ever raises his hand to hit me,
how does it get there?
How does it get there? And then B, there is no returning to that.
Yeah, no.
Because first of all, you might be dead after you try to hit me.
Yeah.
Like,
and then now I'm a murderer.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't want to get taken there either.
Exactly. But it's like, what, how does it get to the point where you get beat on and then you stay and then it continues?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's love. I was just talking to this about somebody because I know love really does make you do some crazy things and we end up getting blinded.
Love is blind. I'm sorry.
But that's, I know I've been situation. In situations and not like that, but I've been in situationships I probably shouldn't have been in. And mm-hmm. that was because of sheer love and hope. You know, like, yeah. Well, I'm different. You know, you find yourself justifying and you may not but even be like, trying to. But it's like,
that's not love. If somebody ever raises their fist at you. Yeah. And gives you a black eye or bruises you or breaks your nose, that person does not love they you. Don't I don't love care you. If they come back the next day with a gift and, oh, I'm so sorry and apologetic and they got all the tears.
Yeah.
That is a but pathology. Those
people know who to do that to.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, mm-hmm. it has to be some form of, I guess, they know the history of their abuse or, yeah, or maybe or they, they're preying on people who are emotionally weak or something.
They know how to identify it and they end up getting it every time, you know, but it's just like, I need for women and men, because I know some of them, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely domestic violence with men, too.
Know your worth.
Please.
And just choose yourself. I get loving somebody and I get, well, he said he was sorry. She said this. And I get that. But also, don't be ignorant. Please. Just don't. I didn't. Ooh, that was heavy.
I know, we got real heavy.
Oh my God.
Woosa.
Okay, well, that's just the first episode of the second season of What You Gotta Know.
What you gotta know is don't let a nigga put his hands on you.
Period.
You okay.
know what I'm saying? You know, he put his hands on you, you get a weapon, and then call the cops. My mom used to say, hit them back, then you get help.
Yeah.
Because they gotta know.
Oh, no, there's no raising your fist to hit me and think
then
that
I don't get my
I'm not gonna
back.
Get my lick back.
No, before the cops get here.
Okay, you gonna be put down.
Period.
In some way, shape,
you
or form.
I know
I'm little. I'm gonna find a weapon.
I'm gonna find
but at that
something.
Point, I'm justified to beat your ass.
Exactly.
Because you shouldn't have raised your hand at me.
Hit me.
You hit me.
So I gotta hit you back.
So now I gotta defend myself.
Period.
That's self-defense.
There you go.
And I'm gonna make sure you don't, not only will you not ever hit me again, you're not gonna hit nobody else ever again.
Okay.
I gotta teach you a lesson. I gotta beat you because your mama didn't do it, because your daddy didn't do
win,
it.
But I'm gonna try.
Oh, I'm gonna call some people to help me win.
It ain't over.
You know
it
what I'm saying?
Over.
I'm gonna get a brick. I'm gonna get a chair. Something is gonna put you down.
It's something.
To make sure that you don't ever do that to anybody else. You for
period.
Damn sure ain't gonna do it to me.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna make sure you ain't gonna do it to nobody else.
You're gonna remember.
Look. It's gonna be stitches, knots, a concussion, something.
Scars.
Scars. Wounds.
I remember one time I got choked.
What now?
And I got choked one time by this guy I was dating, and I guess he like caught himself when he thought like, oh shoot, and I was like, oh yeah,
it was a
you got the right one.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy,
yeah,
man, I was like, oh, I'm on now.
Yeah. I'm activated.
Look, no, come on.
Let's go.
Like, no, I didn't know.
You knew
because I but you walked it. No I didn't
Mm-mm.
I simply turned around and you was already right there. That's what you're not gonna do.
Exactly.
Is blame that on me.
Exactly.
Yeah, but he ran.
Of course,
yeah,
good.
I was like, ooh, we tussled a little bit because I was trying to get my phone. I was like, I'm calling the cops.
Yeah.
He was like, no. Because if, stand on it. If this is who you are, stand
on it.
No,
yeah.
He was tussling with me, trying to get me to not get on my phone. And then when I finally found my phone, he left. And I was like, yeah, you better run. Because I'm calling the police.
My God.
But anyway. Well, y'all got my heart racing. Damn it, Diddy.
I don't ever want to talk about you ever again, Diddy.
Mm-mm.
Like, at this point, it's like,
you're done.
I know it's gonna be a whole lot more other stuff that's probably gonna come to the surface, because now you're exposed. It's out there now. And I know it's gonna be even more of a shit show. But I don't wanna spend time talking about that.
I just wondered, like, why did the tape come out now from 2016?
I don't know.
Cause
that's a good question.
You know, I just feel like, you know how people saying, you know, it's a money grab. I was like, if anything, it's the hotel's money grab. Because they're like, we're gonna leak this tape.
But the hotel's no longer in service, from what I read in the article about it. I mean, they're no longer in business. Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't know what could come from that.
And I don't think anybody would want to come there if they knew. Did he hit that girl in here?
Oh my God! Like, yeah. This place is haunted.
You should be like, cheap.
Stop.
To stay here now. So, but anyways,
yeah.
So,
yeah,
that was the first episode.
That was the first episode of What You Gotta Know, season two.
We
back at it. We bet. And there will be so much more to come. So many more various topics other than, you know, talking about heavy stuff. The world is our oyster. And we have the best conversations when we're like unlimited.
Yeah.
Like,
you don't feel like we're in a box.
Nah.
You know,
nah.
And I'm excited to see kind of how this takes shape.
Yeah.
You know,
it's coming together well.
Yeah, it's gonna be what it's gonna be.
Little bouquet that we're just, you know, picking different flowers and we're putting it together, and it's gonna be this beautiful display.
It's gonna be a nice little bouquet.
Yes,
with some wishies and some roses. Mm-hmm. Might have a couple dandelions in there because I think dandelions are cute.
Mm-hmm. A couple of weed trees in there. A couple,
you know,
let me stop.
It's very diverse. And on that note, we're gonna end it here.
We is out of here, y'all.
Y'all stay tuned for the next episode.
Yes.
All right, then.
Bye.